allegation itself is not completely new. It has been, he has been accused of this before, and he denies it, but promises that should he be charged, he will step aside as required by his party, which is a bit alarming for a president of the country to say, but within the context of the allegations, it makes sense that he says that.
But how are South Africans reacting to his statement?
The rule is that you step aside once you have been charged formally. Until now, he has not been charged formally with corruption. These are only allegations. Should the next step be taken that he be charged formally, he promises to step aside at that point. I think that most South Africans would expect him to do that because it's what he has been asking other people in his party to do. But I think he is confident, it seems to me, that it will not be necessary because he denies all these allegations. But just in case he is charged, he is prepared to do what he has been asking other people to do, namely to step aside.
Do South Africans believe in the fight against corruption and that those who are alleged to have committed all kinds of corruption within the ruling ANC and by extension who have significant impact in the way government runs businesses are being held accountable for their actions?
Corruption is a big problem in South Africa. Corruption is a big problem in Africa. In fact, corruption is a big problem in the world. And so South Africa has been battling with this, and that's why we now have a commission of inquiry into a particular type of corruption, which has been named state capture, as an attempt to try and fight corruption. Cyril Ramaphosa, upon ascending the position of president, promised to fight corruption. And this stepping aside is one of the things that have been recommended at conference which he was elected as chair as a means of fighting corruption. So corruption coexists with the current government. There are attempts to fight it. How successful these attempts will be, we will have to wait and see.
But what about the fight against corruption in South Africa? Do you think it has been successful so far? Has the investigation into allegations of corruption been robust? Have the institutions been effective so far, if I may ask you?
Well, the most important step South Africa has taken in fighting corruption since independence is the appointment of this commission that is currently sitting. And this commission is still in the middle of its task. So we must wait until it gives us its report. But this, to my mind, is the biggest single thing South Africa has done to fight systemic corruption. There were other commissions that were appointed, like the Seriti Commission, which was appointed to look into the arms deal. The report of that commission has largely been dismissed as ineffectual. So one hopes that this state capture commission will make a difference and will build confidence that the government, the ruling party, is serious about fighting corruption. I must say that commissions before now have not been very successful because the Seriti Commission was not very successful. The Marikana Commission was not very successful either after the shooting of the miners. So all hopes are hanging on the Zondo Commission, which is the state capture commission. It is the single biggest step we have taken to fight corruption as a country. But a commission is as good as the report it produces. And that report we are still awaiting.